Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
and
it.
You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
All right, let's talk to the lovely and talented Barbara Dooley as we do each and every week on this show. We look so forward to our weekly visits with Barbara. And Barbara, as we do each week, before we get into that beat down at Miss State and what's going to happen this weekend, how you doing? How are you feeling?
I'm feeling fabulous. I'm ready for Texas. I'm wearing my red and black today. And as we say in Texas, what time is it? 10 till 9.
That's great. Barbara, last week I said I wanted to see the Dogs have a dominant game. And they did.
It.
And they
did it. And you know
what?
I thought about you. I really did. I thought, oh, my gosh, we are playing from the beginning to the end like we're supposed to play. But I did think about you, and we did. And I really was honestly scared of that week, last week. I really almost was talking myself into we were going to lose. Mm-hmm. And we came out just raring to go. I'm telling you. Kirby is awesome. That's all I can say.
Right. As Kirby said, you know, he had not much he could really bellyache, I'm paraphrasing, about that effort because they went on that run after that first touchdown, 38-0, as Georgia just takes care of business. And, Barbara, I don't know how many times you went down to Stark Vegas, as we call it. That's kind of a funky place to play down there. Those hillbillies get after it down there.
But I did learn one thing. You remember I told you last week, if they had outlawed the cowbells at some period, and I didn't know when they brought them back, but I found out that you can only ring the bells at certain times during the game. I didn't know that.
It's only when
they score or maybe when they get a first down. I don't know, but you can't just ring them like they used to.
I know. I think they were cheating a little bit, Carl. And Barbara, as a sidebar, Barbara Dooley is with us, guys, on the waitfor.com. Just quick sidebar, Barbara. I was just in Berlin with the Falcons. Carl is going over there next month, but we were over in Germany. I couldn't help but think of Coach Dooley and how much he loved history, world history, all those conversations we used to have at your house. But we were at the Brandenburg Gate and the Berlin Wall and Checkpoint Charlie, and I was thinking, I wonder if Coach Dooley ever made that trip. Did Vince ever get over there?
We made it. We absolutely made it, and it was really back. When Russia had the wall, it was not a good trip. And, I mean, it was a scary trip.
Right.
And I'll have to tell you that this was hilarious. I went in, this is nothing about football, but I went to an antique shop over by the wall and bought an icon. And if you don't know what an icon is, it's almost like a Eastern Orthodox cross.
Right.
And it was over 100 years old, so I brought it back to the hotel, and I said, Vincent, put this in your suitcase. He went, what? I said, put this in your suitcase. We're taking it back. He said, no, you're taking it back. I'm not taking it back. He said, your tail is going to go to jail, and I'm not going to get you out. And so I packed it in my suitcase begrudgingly. And we had to drive on a train from the blocked-in wall to the end, to the free wall.
Right.
And when we got to the crossroads, the train stopped, and four Gestapos got on, and they're checking baggage.
Oh.
And they come around, and we are in this four-seat cubicle, and they start tapping bags to see.
Uh-oh.
And I am sweating like a pig because I know Vince Dooley will leave me in Russia in jail. And they tapped his suitcase. So I look at my cross every day and say, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. But can you imagine how scared I was?
Heck yeah. Some out of a movie. Heck yeah.
Hey, they're not messing around over there. Let me tell you. They don't have a smile on their face when they're looking at you, that's for sure.
Yeah, and Barbara, you know, that's an incredible story. As the Falcons played over there and Mike was, you know, talking about all the fans that went over there. I mean, it's crazy how they've embraced football and, you know, how big of a deal it is. We were talking about the atmosphere, and we had players on yesterday. Mm-hmm. They said it was like a playoff atmosphere. Mm-hmm. Europeans have certainly embraced the NFL, and they love college football. It's kind of interesting, isn't it? I mean, because we love it, but we don't realize how much they love it.
Well, you know, the Japanese love it. We went over to the Japan Bowl one year, and what was funny, they gave out shakers when you walked in the stadium. One side of the stadium gave out red and black shakers, and across the stadium they were giving out our opposing team shakers. And the Japanese loved it, and I'm sure the Russians do too.
Yeah.
Yep.
Barbara, I want to play something for you because we've talked about Gunnar Stockton on this show from the start of the season. You gave us a little inside information on him. I think the kid is playing amazing. He is better than I expected, and I think a lot of dog fans expected. But even Paul Feinbaum is eating his words about Gunnar Stockton. I just want you to hear this, what he said about being wrong. Listen to this, Barbara.
And as far as Arch Manning, I had him winning the Heisman, and I had Gunnar Stockton selling insurance somewhere in Conyers, Georgia, with Mike Bobo. So I think I've got a lot to answer for. But that's part of what we do. We throw out opinions, and we don't just do it to be malicious. We put them out there based on what we think is our gut instincts, or sometimes more than that. But Gunnar Stockton has been an absolute star.
He's been a star. Go ahead.
Oh, my gosh. Now all he needs to do is come up back with a little apology for Mike Bobo.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, come on. Well, that's wonderful because I've never heard Feinbaum apologize for anything.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, and to say Gunner's been a star, that's an understatement,
you think?
I mean, it really is.
Making all the throws. I mean, Barbara, he's getting better and better, more confidence. I mean, I don't know. I have a sinking suspicion. You know, Georgia and Alabama, maybe Ole Miss, are going to rematch. I mean, it's going to be something. But here's the thing. Are you nervous about Texas? Because I don't mean to make my compadre upset, but his head coach seems to struggle in games like this. These real pressure cookers, making some decisions, which maybe he'll regret. Do you think that Kirby's – you know, we know Kirby struggles with Bama, but Texas struggles with Kirby.
Well, let me just tell you, Kirby is well in control during every game. You might not think he is, but he is. And I think Gunner, I'm not positive about this, but I think Stockton's stats are better than Arch's. If you look at completions he's thrown and yards he's made, Gunner has done a much better job than Arch has. And Arch is the heralded hero.
Right.
So
I'm looking at it right now, Barbara. He's got – yeah, I'm looking at all the numbers as far as – now. I know Barbara spends a lot of time, Carl, on quarterback rating, but Gunner is number one of all the SEC QBs.
No,
is he really?
Yes, he is.
Barbara, he's been better. Look, we started the season. By the way, if you're just tuning in, it's Barbara Dooley. She joins us weekly here on the show. We love her. And if this is your first time hearing her, you're late to the party. Georgia takes on Texas on Saturday night. But, Barbara, we talked about Nussmeier, the kid from LSU. We talked about Lenore Sellers from South Carolina. Nobody was talking about Gunner. We were talking about the kid from Ole Miss, right? The kid down there in Florida. He's been benched. And I just think, like, you want to talk about where this season is and where it may go. It is starts and finishes with what Gunner's done. And I just don't know if he's getting enough credit. That's why I wanted to play the fine bomb, because you're right. He never admits he's wrong.
No, never, never, never. And let me tell you, I know Paul well. We used to work together. Do you remember that?
No, tell us that story.
Oh, come on.
We didn't know that.
I was on with him for a long time.
Right.
And then he started bad-mouthing my son and my husband, and my mouth just couldn't stand it any longer. And my children and my dad and my husband had an intervention with me and said, you have got to get off of Fine Bomb. We can't take it anymore.
Barbara, right. when was this?
Derek Dooley, Tennessee days, right?
Where was Vince at that point in his career? Where was he?
Vince was the athletic director, and Derek Dooley was the head coach at Tennessee.
Okay. All right.
And,
people don't know.
Paul brutalized him. Brutalized both of them. And I remember driving to Birmingham, Alabama. My mother was ill. And back then, we didn't have cell phones. And I remember pulling, when I first heard Feinbaum, I picked him up when I got to Anniston, Alabama. And so I turned the radio on to hear Paul Feinbaum. I didn't know who he was or where he was, and I heard him blasting Vince. So I pulled my car over into a gas station, and I got on a payphone. And I called in, and I said, they said, you know, Paul Feinbaum and so, and I said, look, this is Barbara Dooley. I'm on a payphone. I'm on the side of the road, so don't put me on hold. I said, I want to go right to him. And trust me, they put me right to him.
And what'd you say?
Well, I don't remember what I said, but I told him he was wrong. And I basically, you know, in nice words, I said he was wrong. I was hot, though. I was really mad. And so anyway, I think they got the most ratings they had gotten in a long time on that show. And so then I started contributing to them weekly until he started blasting my son. And then that was it. That was it.
Wow.
And
great
you know,
story.
I used to do a TV show with Pat Dye.
Yes, remember that.
You remember that? You're too
young
to remember
it.
That.
No, you talked about it with us with Pollock back in the day, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I want to know if y'all have played for this audience the radio broadcast of Larry Munson when we played in the Cotton Bowl against Texas in 1984.
We have not. We have not.
Okay. It is a wonderful way to think about this show. We had one field goal. Texas had had three. And all of a sudden, Texas had the greatest defense they had ever had. And I don't think we made over 50 yards that whole day on them. And it was like it was 2 minutes left or 1 minute left, and it was fourth down, and we had to kick, and everybody thought Vince was going to put in some trick play, and he punted, and everybody went, what the heck is he doing punting? We can't get the ball back. And the kid that Fred Akers was the head coach back then.
Right.
And Fred left his defense in because he thought Vince was pulling a trick play. And the kid that caught the ball had never caught one before on a punt, and he fumbled it, and we recovered it. And Lastinger took the ball and ran 14 yards on the next play, and we scored and won the game. Well, after the game, of course, the word is the time in Texas is always 10 to 9. But after the game, I went up to John Lastinger, the quarterback, and I said, John, what a great game. Are you going to go pro? And he said, Miss Dooley, this jock strap is going in mothballs and will never come out again.
Barbara Dooley here on Dukes and Bell. No one does it more or better right. than Barbara. Great story, Barbara. And we hope we get another great game on Saturday.
Right.
I don't know what
we
to
will.
Expect. I hope we get another great game on Saturday. Barbara, thank
too.
You so much, as always. Great info. And, guys, we learn something every week with Barbara. Thank you again, and have a great day. Go Dawgs.
Go Dawgs. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Barbara. And by the way, we looked it up. Again, 18 touchdowns, 6 picks for Arch Manning. 15 touchdowns, just 2 interceptions for Gunnar Stockton.
Take care
and
of
he's
ball.
Almost at 70.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
and
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Percent. He's 8 points higher on completion percentage so far than Arch.
He's playing better, man. Right. I mean, I told you I was going to tell you the story about Arch potentially going to Georgia today on our pre-show. I'm going to tell you that when we come back. I'll tell you what I know about that situation because he was close. I don't know if they're here with Arch Manning where they are with Gunner, but Gunner's playing better right now. All right, we'll come back. We'll talk about that. We'll get back into some Falcons conversation. Guys, we're live at Joe's Sports Bar and Grill.
Make some noise, Joe's. Come on.
Hanging out right
together.
Here. Jones Bridge Road.
There we go.
And we're going to tell
there
you about something else that's coming up here at Joe's for Christmas time, for the holidays. Stay tuned. It's Dukes and Bell.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
and
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.